Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Dr. Marissa Leese. She's an audiologist for the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, and we have marketing manager Katie Ryan Anderson joining us, also from the JRMC. And Dr. Leese and Katie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us on Let's Talk About It. Spring clean free screen. We're going to be saying that a lot because coming up in May, it's Better Hearing and Speech Month, and the Jamestown Regional Medical Center is helping to celebrate this by offering 3 days of free hearing, memory, and speech screenings. And we have Dr. Leese and Katie here to tell us more about that. First of all, Dr. Leese, tell us a little bit about Better Hearing and Speech Month and why the JRMC will be celebrating.
So every year we have Better Hearing and Speech Month just to make sure that everyone is aware that communication is important. It's a vital communication in our life. And we just want to make it aware that it is extremely important that you test your hearing, that you relay to your loved ones that it is important. If we lose that communication between them, it can be very vital in our social life, family relationships, relationships with our friends. And that's why we stress the importance of Better Hearing and Speech Month.
For sure. And I think what some individuals do forget too, Dr. Leese, is that when it comes to these screenings for hearing and everything, everything's connected when it comes to speech and it comes to hearing. You have to be able to hear what the people are saying, but you also have to be able to speak clearly.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So so the way the JRMC is celebrating, again, the Spring Clean Free Screen are coming up. There's 3 days of this. And what are these screens, what do they all involve?
So for the hearing portion, what I do is I just run a quick screening, sort of like what we do with preschoolers, elementary kids. I will put the headphones on, test to see where your hearing typically lies.
Okay.
And then I also tell you about it, too. If we see any issues or if I would recommend anything, that's when I would say, I want you to come back for a full evaluation.
Okay.
That's my hearing portion of it. The speech portion and the memory screenings are a little similar. You would say words, repeat back sentences, and do a little bit of memory
exercises.
Screening and exercises. Yeah. Okay. With our speech language pathologist, Becca.
Awesome. So it's a wide variety of screens, but it all kind of intermingles for the Better Hearing and Speech Month. So I guess the question too is, this isn't just for individuals who may have always had hearing loss or hearing problems, speech problems. This is for anybody. This is for ages, you know, zero to however many years you are, I guess.
Correct. Right? Yeah. We want, you know, people that are just a little bit concerned about their hearing. They want to know a baseline of their hearing. Those are the people that we definitely want to reach out to and see. If you're concerned about your child's hearing or even concerned about their speech, we can test that as well. We want to see everyone. If you're, you know, a farmer who always around loud noises or in a factory working, definitely try to come in and we'll just get a baseline, if anything.
Excellent. Again, Dr. Marissa Leese joining us on Let's Talk, as well as Katie Ryan Anderson, both with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. So these Spring Clean free screens are coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May 8th through the 11th. There's different times for those as well. Dr. Leese, are people needing to register ahead of time for this event?
Correct. Okay. Yes, they do need to call us at JRMC, and we will set up that appointment for them during any of those times.
Perfect.
If a referral is needed by their doctor, we will take care of that referral for them.
Excellent. And there's a lot of individuals at the JRMC that focus on speech therapy, audiology, the ENT, the new ENT doctor there.
Correct.
As well. And you actually looked up a really interesting statistic, because there's a lot of individuals that are affected by, you know, hearing loss and things like that.
So 48 million U.S. citizens are affected with hearing loss.
And that's all ages, right?
That's all ages. Yeah. 2 in every 1,000 births, those children are also affected with some type of hearing loss.
Wow. So, you know, individuals who may be experiencing hearing loss or haven't had a checkup in quite a while for their speech or for their hearing, it sounds like these Spring Clean free screenings are something that you should definitely check out at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. I guess I should give the days and times too, right?
That would be great.
Yeah, May 8th from 8 to 4:30. Wednesday, May 9th from 8 to 6:30, and Thursday, May 10th from 8 to 4:30. And Katie, is there anything else that we should also focus on with these screenings that we should say to individuals and encourage them to really take part in these free screenings?
Well, I think it's important to remember that it's not just seniors that struggle with hearing. Like Dr. Lee said, it's certainly people who work in manufacturing places or farmers or people who are around loud noises, like if you go hunting a lot. And to know that at JRMC, it's an all-in-one stop. So we have Dr. Lee, we have Becca Gushis in speech therapy, and we have Dr. Combe, our new ENT. We have a comprehensive communications team, so you can get all your care in one place.
Yeah. So JRMC, the one-stop shop for that. Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month at the JRMC Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. And Katie, usually when you're here as well, you like to go over different events that are going on at the JRMC too.
We always have a lot of events going on, and so I'm excited to share with you that right now we are collecting new and used children's shoes for the Souls for Souls program as part of April, which is Foot Health Month. And so this was Dr. Rachel Rentschler's brilliant brainchild, and so far we've collected more than we expected.
Awesome.
And so we're so grateful for the community support. All the shoes benefit children at Community Action Region 6 and Salvation Army, and they're thrilled to have these. So shoes of any children's size, and certainly that's teenagers as well. Okay. As long as they're in good condition, we can collect them at JRMC or at Central Valley Health, Track Center, Wells Fargo, or First Community Credit Union. And we appreciate those organizations for letting us use their space.
Awesome.
And then coming up in June is Running of the Pink.
Yes.
And all those proceeds benefit women's health in the community. So whether it's Women's Way as part of public health or the Women's Health Program at JRMC, we use that money for equipment. And we also use it to help women who otherwise couldn't pay for those preventative screenings like mammograms and pap mm-hmm. smears.
And those, I mean, Women's Way has grown so greatly, thanks in part from Running of the Pink.
Absolutely, and that's RM Stout's baby. They do such a great job. It's grown every year, and this is its 11th. And in the 10 years, they've raised more than $100,000 for local women.
Awesome, very good. So keep those events in mind that Katie pointed out. And Dr. Lise, if anybody has questions for you, they want to sign up for these free screenings, what are some ways they can do that? You have a phone number that they can call?
Yes, they can call us at 701-952-4800. That's 4800.
Perfect. And Katie, can they call that number too if they have questions about the other events that we talked about?
Certainly, or it might be easier just to call our general switchboard, 952-1050, and they can always look online, jrmcnd.com. Okay. And we respect that people work, so if you can't call during working hours, you can send us an appointment request online at any time, and we'll get back to you when it's convenient for you.
Perfect. Katie or Dr. Lise, anything else you wanted to add about Better Hearing and Speech Month or about the JRMC?
Just remember that your hearing is vital to you, and it's your lifeline of communication between family members and your loved ones. So if you have any concerns, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Absolutely. And of course, you're listening to the radio. You need your hearing to do that.
Definitely.
Dr. Lise and Katie, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.